African Voice News, your global link.
PF optimistic about united opposition ahead of 2026 elections. Green Party leader concerned with statement to exterminate illegal miners in Mufumbwe. And post-election violence in Uganda leaves 30 dead. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Opposition Patriotic Front PF Acting President Given Lubinda says he is optimistic that a united opposition will be achieved ahead of the August 2026 general elections. Mr. Lubinda believes that the most feasible way to defeat the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, is through a united opposition force. Speaking on Christian's Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Lubinda said a united opposition would involve fielding a common candidate at presidential, parliamentary and ward levels. The Chawama parliamentary by-election victory has given the opposition a clear lesson on what needs to be done in 2026, said Mr. Lubinda. He noted that a divided opposition stands slim chances of winning the 2026 general elections. Meanwhile, Mr. Lubinda said the purpose of forming a united opposition is not only to unseat the UPND, but also to correct what he described as falsehoods allegedly told to Zambians during the 2021 general elections.
I said, as fragmented as we are, but if we're united, we will. There's no question about it. If we're united, we will win the August election. No doubt about it. United looks like all major opposition political parties coming together and fielding a common candidate at presidency, in parliament, and in all the council seats. That is what a united opposition is all about. That all the opposition political parties go out with one voice to the Zambian people. The Zambian people are yearning for regime change.
Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over what he has described as disorganization within opposition political parties ahead of the forthcoming general election, warning that the situation is leaving many Zambians hopeless. Mr. Mianda says the public has high expectations of seeing a strong and united opposition that could provide credible leadership and an alternative to the ruling party. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said the current political environment is not conducive for opposition parties to effectively position themselves for the elections. Instead of uniting ahead of the election, they are busy fighting for leadership, said Mr. Mianda. He noted that such conduct is undermining public confidence in opposition parties and diverting attention from real national issues that affect citizens. Mr. Mianda further warned that with the existence of cyber laws, careless conduct, especially on digital platforms, would attract legal consequences. Mr. Mianda emphasized that responsible leadership and constructive engagement is critical if the opposition was to regain public trust and offer hope to the Zambian people ahead of the general election.
The truth of the matter is the political environment in the country is not conducive, especially on the part of the opposition. Instead of uniting themselves, instead of remaining formidable and get ready for 2026 general election, they are busy now squabbling. They are busy, fighting for leadership. And some of them have even reached the extent of deliberately being provocative.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba is alarmed by the statement made by Zambia Army Commander Geoffrey Ziele to exterminate all illegal miners at Mufumbwe Gold Mining site. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele warned that all illegal miners in Mufumbwe to leave the site by next week or risk being exterminated and fumigated if found. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba expressed concern that government has decided to eliminate people that are sourcing for survival instead of engaging them to agree on formalities that will see them participate in an economic setup. Mr. Sinkamba stressed that the terminology used by the army commander was extremely serious and inappropriate, noting that the word exterminate carries grave legal and moral implications. He argued that under normal circumstances, such a statement would warrant immediate disciplinary action, as extermination is associated with serious criminal offences such as manslaughter and genocide. The statement to eliminate a particular group of people is very sad, and under normal circumstances it would have compelled the army commander to resign, said Mr. Sinkamba. He further emphasized that government efforts should instead be directed at dismantling criminal gangs, commonly referred to as junkies, who are terrorizing communities, rather than threatening people over access to natural resources, which he said citizens are entitled to benefit from.
And you cannot expect a president who is leading a Christian nation to order extermination of any group of people in the country. That should never happen in a Christian nation. But we're very alarmed that the president is quiet. That order was really pronounced in public, and the president is quiet about it. That's very sad.
The non-government organizations coordinating council NGOCC has called on women living with disabilities to claim their place in decision-making spaces. Speaking during a courtesy call to the Zambia National Association of Women with Disabilities, said NADWO, NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe said meaningful democracy means including every voice in decision-making spaces. This courtesy call is not merely symbolic, but a call to action, said Ms. Katebe. Ms. Katebe emphasized that women with disabilities have the right to vote and be voted for in political spaces, noting that disability is not inability. She further highlighted that everyone has a role to play in making this possible, including the state, advocates, influencers, and the media. Meanwhile, ZNADWO Acting Board Chairperson Caro Kapungwe commended NGOCC for the courtesy call, highlighting that it symbolizes inclusion and support beyond charity work.
Forms of discrimination and exclusion from leadership. We are determined to hold your hand and review our commitment to ensuring women with disabilities do not continue to be excluded. Ladies and gentlemen, participation in politics and governance is not a privilege. It is a constitutional right for everyone. Women with disabilities have the right to vote, to be voted for, to influence policy, to sit on...
In African news, the head of the Ugandan army and son of newly re-elected president Yoweri Museveni said on Friday that 30 opposition supporters had been killed and 2,000 arrested following the election. Opposition leader Bobi Wine remained in hiding on Friday after accusing security forces of raiding his home following the January 15 vote. He called the election a brazen theft and urged people to protest. Museveni, 81, won a seventh term with 72% of the vote compared to 25% for Wine, according to the Electoral Commission. African observers and international NGOs criticized heavy repression of the opposition and internet shutdowns. Coming up shortly, Russia, Ukraine and US to hold trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.